Welcome back to the round table. I'm Jim Donahue. I was watching. we have Marion Roach Smith in the studio, who I'll formally introduce in just a moment. And her husband Rex Smith is in the other studio doing the media project. And they were just making eyes at each other, and it was a very sweet thing. We'll get all of you at one point, though. The whole clan in here. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. A delight to have you here. The 10th annual. I can't believe.
I know.
I said this. It's my 30 years I've been doing this show today, and or this job, or I don't know, whatever it is. And
bringing truth to the area.
But
calling.
But my point is that when you, it's just unbelievable for me to think, because I still in my brain think of this as a new event. And here it is. It's 10 years that you've been doing this incredible, beautiful, amazing thing in our region. And you've been on all 10 times, which I'm thrilled about. And
I'm so
excited to have you here this morning. The 10th annual event to benefit both the residents of the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region, as well as people in need in the area, is Brava, a fundraiser that will provide new bras to those in need. It's being held at the Art Center of the Capital Region in Troy from 6 to 8:30, again, Thursday, November 6th. The Art Center is a partner in the event, which will feature talented writers from around the region who will read jury-selected poems and essays or perform songs and monologues on the subject of brassieres in their lives. The pieces artistically explore bras from many viewpoints and range from the poignant to the hilarious. Mm-hmm. Here to tell us how we all can get involved is we welcome Jamie Krause. I have that correct, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, Jamie Krause, the Chief Development Officer of the YWCA/GCR. And Marion Roach Smith, the co-creator of this event, and we welcome you both. Hello.
Hi, Joe, and congratulations on 30 years. We wouldn't be here without you.
Thanks, Joe. You're a legend.
Got the key. This is an amazing event, and you have been doing this. I'm curious, Marion. I know you've told this origin story before, but how did this all come about?
Well, the YWCA GCR has this wonderful program where at the holidays they enlist people to give gifts to the people who live at the YWCA. And 10 years ago I was solicited to do so, and a mother had filled out a form. She asked for herself and her two children just this: a jacket for each child and a toy for each, and for herself, just a bra, in which she wrote in parentheses, "I don't have one." And I thought, why? And I called the Y, and we talked about this. And I was reminded that if a woman flees a domestic violence, perhaps, or a fire or something, ends up at a shelter of any kind, she might end up in her pajamas. She might end up without her underwear, without a bra. And the Y can't give out underwear. There's good reasons for that. Certainly not used underwear, despite the fact that the Y has this wonderful program of collecting business clothes that they give to people, everyday items, purses, and all kinds of things you can donate there. You cannot donate underwear. So we said to each other, let's do something about that. And the result is a curated night of stories about the role of bras in our lives that every year has brought the damn house down. So because the price of admission is a brand new bra with a tag still on and a ticket. And we've raised almost 5,000 bras and binders. Now we're raising binders, too, for those people in transition. And I have to say, every year I just laugh, cry, and laugh my way through this event.
As far as the needs that you see up close, this is something that is day-to-day. What I find fascinating and a point I want to drive home is not only is this something that you're doing for the people of the YWCA, but offering people throughout the Capital Region if they need a bra at some point in their life.
Yes, that's right, Joe. We basically have what I would describe as like a bra library at YWCA of the Greater Capital Region.
I thought you were going to go a store, but I like library.
No, it's like a library. Well, I guess, you know, except, you know, you're not just renting it, you're keeping it forever.
Right.
But so we have, you know, a range of sizes of bras. Each year at our holiday party, our residents get to essentially shop for a bra. And we also have on our website, which is ywca-gcr.org, there's a form for anyone in the community who needs one to fill out a form if that they need a bra, and we can get that to them.
Yeah, and if I don't have the size, we'll get you that size, because we also raise money for this program. Yeah.
Right. When you started with the there's one idea of bringing as many bras in as you possibly can. But given your connection, Marion, with being the memoir project, of having people tell their stories, that became very quickly a part of this.
Yes, and I have been teaching and writing memoir for many, many years, and at the Memoir Project, which is my business, and what we do here, I think each year is realized that we're never going to get the same story twice. I have never in the 10 years heard the same story, whether it's a pack of boys on a building top in the South Bronx stealing Mrs. Funicelli's brassiere and making a slingshot out of it, or it is a woman with a double mastectomy confronting her body for the first time. There is every kind of story, and every kind of person has interacted with a bra. I won't embarrass you to ask you your bra story, Joe, but I can just tell you that we've had some great bra stories from men about how trying to figure out how they work and finding their sister's first bra or whatever it is. We all interact with this piece, this garment. It's very intimate. But you won't go out without one. Most women will not go register their kids for school, pick up their drugs at the pharmacy. It is a matter of dignity. It's a choice. Not everybody wears one, but most people will tell you that it's a fundamental, foundational garment for them, and they need one.
Here's my knowledge of this subject.
Enlighten us, Joe.
Oh boy, sit back, Jamie.
I know. I'm eating my coffee.
I just in a long and beautiful marriage that I have had.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife it's time to find a new bra. This is always like it's a very. It's a process.
Yes.
It's not easy.
No.
I mean, there's boxes and they're never in order, and there's things and they do this and they do that and they have wires and they get Google. And
welcome to our world.
Yeah. That's right.
And let me say, a size that might have once fit you no longer fits.
That's right.
Right.
So my,
then what do you do?
So my job in the relationship is my wife will say, I need this.
Yeah.
So you go navigate the stanchions and find that.
Wow.
And then bring it back to me, and I will judge it and then bring it back to you.
I love this partnership.
When there is a time, I just think of the times over the years where my wife will say, oh, God, I got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's almost always tears involved for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Frustration.
It's just like it's not an easy. So for all the reasons that we've been talking about of just, you know, the need, there's also just this sort of it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And the stories that we collect, the one rule we have is no sexualized stories, because that's not what this is about.
No.
This is about identity. This is about caring for oneself. This is about caring for your mother. This is about understanding the bodily changes. And that's what I love about these stories every year. We usually have about 12 or 13 readers. They keep it to 750 words. And they learn to tell something to the world about what this object is.
Yeah. And it is, and also I find there for men especially, why it is so difficult to talk about, I don't really understand.
I know.
Why.
Yeah.
But it is difficult. Maybe getting less so, I don't know. Do you think that?
I don't think so. And I think with all the hard work that we've done, I don't think it's less so. And I think that's one of the things we're up against with this night. I think we have equal men and women in the audience. And I think everybody comes away with a bit of an education about what this item can be. And let's try to demystify it.
Yeah. And I also just want to give a shout out, too, that we are really inclusive of all genders.
Yep.
At this event. We are, YWCA was the fiscal sponsor for College City Pride, and they will be joining us. They'll be tabling at the Arts Center. And so it's not just about bras, but also binders and just telling those stories, not just from, you know, like a traditional woman's perspective.
Right.
So I think that just stressing that YWCA supports all women and, you know, all genders. And we're excited for Brava to be moving in that direction this
and
year.
So does Lodges, the oldest continuous store in downtown Albany, is our partner in this project.
That's
so
great.
You can, I know, right? I always want to go
so cool.
Outside and grab people and say, come on in here. Come
that's
on, let's go.
That's fantastic.
And they get a great price on bras.
So I can't think of a better place to go in and get it.
Absolutely. Because I really don't like what we've done to bras with the highly sexualization of it. I think that Lodges is not that. Lodges is where you go get a good deal and you get a solid product. And so that they're selling binders, that they're allowing us to use their portal. You can go right there on our website, on your website, and
you can
find
get there
the
from
link
our website
to just order through Lodges. And I really support that.
I was driving, this was like 2 weeks ago, I was driving down Pearl Street, and I turned and the Lodges is there. And just so they have a little sign on the right that says, we now have union suits.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's great.
Everything from union suits to binders.
Binders. There we are.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Let me ask about, I'm wondering, I assume you do, you were telling about the stories that people will share, but tell me, either one of you or both of you, of the women that you have talked to who have come to you and need the bra, of how this assists them.
I think that my experience personally has just been whatever items that we can provide the folks that we serve, just so that people who are listening know, we are home to 104 women and over 50 children every single day at YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. Every item of life that we can provide for them is more money in their own pockets to take care of what they need. And so whether that's a visit to our food pantry, whether it's a visit to our bra library, we have a couple ladies just recently in the last couple of months who are running a boutique out of one of our available classrooms at the Y. And so everything that we can offer to them just helps to uplift them in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just the gratitude is really inspiring and humbling, just helping to really appreciate what we have and being able to, you know, to lend the support, if you will.
Yeah.
The metaphor of the bra is really
used. I spoke to a person last year who's trans who was there who found the bra, the first bra. The very first bra, and that it fit, and it wasn't Band-Aid colored and sort of oppressively sports bra-y. It was frilly and had a bow and was gray and had this beautiful gray and all this lace on it. And this was this person's first bra. Mm. I got a letter from somebody, one of our writers, wrote to me, 73 years old and in transition and so proud to have just procured their first bra at that age. Mm. This event means everything to that person who now identifies as a woman. everything, 73, mm-hmm. and rode all the way from Chicago. So we do have riders coming in from all over the country for this one. It's thrilling just to know that that's the kind of response we're getting. It's a very popular event. The food is all made by the women at the Y. The food is fabulous. And you just really don't want to miss this event. It's the ticket of the year, I think.
Ticket of the year.
Ticket of the year.
It's Thursday, November 6th. It happens at the Art Center of the Capital Region in Troy, 6 to 8:30 p.m. YWCA-GCR.org for more information. And get tickets, and you can find out information on the website about doing that. And then, of course, always donations for of bras or money so you can get bras for people for different sizes and so forth.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if folks go to our website, which is ywca-gcr.org, you can find the ticket link, which I have to say, the tickets are going fast. I'd say there's like single-digit tickets left. So get there, get your tickets. We ask each person attending to please come with a new bra with tags. Larger sizes are preferred. And I'm not talking like 36 larger sizes. We're saying like 40, like numbers maybe that you haven't seen in a store before or that you don't usually peruse those areas. Those are the kind of bras often that we need. And if you cannot attend the event, you can donate at our website and you can get the link to the website that Lodges has set up where you can purchase a bra right from Lodges and they will ship them to the Y.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. We are digital, Jeff.
Yes.
Really
great.
We go
online. Store. Shout out to Lodges. They set up an online store so that folks can buy bras
them. Go to that right away.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool. I
love them for this.
Very, very nice. Well, it's a beautiful event. As you said, it's the ticket of the season. And my goodness, 10 years is something to celebrate, isn't it?
Almost 5,000 bras out in the community.
I mean, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thank you.
My love and gratitude for everything that you do for the community and for doing this project. It is extraordinary. All of it happens Thursday, November 6th. Well, it happens all the time, but we're going to celebrate it, the 10th anniversary of it, Thursday, November 6th at the Art Center of the Capital Region in Troy from 6 to 8:30. And again, for the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region, you can find out more at ywca-gcr.org. Marian Roach Smith and Jamie Krause, you are so inspirational, so wonderful, and thank you for doing this incredible work.
Thank you, Joe. We love you, and 30 years is a great accomplishment.
Congrats, Joe.
Thank you.
And thank you, Marian. We love you.
We love you,
yes,
Jamie.
Yes, we do. All right. We will be back right after this short break.